Okay, Leon, well, thanks for joining us. Obviously, you know Tom Daley so well. You've known him throughout his whole career, really, and mentored him at times. There's been lots of messages of support coming out today. Do you think this will be a weight off his shoulders?
Yeah, I mean, things are important to Tom. Honesty is one thing very important to him. And he was misquoted and feels that he needed to set the record straight. And he's taken a very brave, courageous decision to announce to the world, in his own words, directly to a camera, not doing it behind a statement or anything like that. And I'm even more proud of him, the way that he's gone about doing this and sharing with the world what he needed to say. And I, for one, you know, as always, support him 100%. And as mentioned, very proud.
Will he have been worried about the potential reaction to this, do you think?
I think he must have considered this. I mean, his announcement this morning was, you know, I've got a big decision. I hope you support me. You know, he's shared it with his friends and family. You know, he's taking his time to consider. And he's, you know, stayed true to what, you know, is important to him. And that's the most important thing.
I mean, he is an icon to so many young people with all of his achievements to date. Do you think this could be quite pivotal in terms of, you know, it's something of a taboo subject, is, you know, gay and bisexual men in the sporting world. And with Tom being the person that he is, you know, it could inspire others to come and talk themselves.
I think Tom's an inspiration to so many people for so many different reasons. And I think this is just going to add to the you know, amazing influence he has on so many people. And yeah, long may it continue.
Does it disappoint you that this is seen as news, though?
Well, I think, you know, I think Tom said it, didn't he? He said, you know, it shouldn't be a big deal, but, you know, it might be. I mean, when you're in the media, if you announce anything, you know, it's picked up upon. And, you know, I think when Tom was sharing this news with the world, he said, look, I'm still Tom. I'm still going for gold in Rio. Nothing's changed, you know. I'm still, you know, who I am. And, you know, this isn't a big deal. And I certainly don't think it is. Tom's has made the statement now because he's off to focus on his training, building up towards next season, which is a big year for him. Obviously, we've got Splash in the new year, and he's focusing on what he needs to focus on. And by making this statement and sharing this with the world, he can now start to focus on the hard work that he's got ahead of him.
You mentioned it before, but just to clarify, I mean, how proud are you that he's able to sort of take this on?
Yeah, I mean, it's not new news for Tom to take on, you know, everything, you know, as he does with such integrity. And it just, you know, continues to grow and grow. So whatever life has thrown at him, he seems to deal with it, you know, in such a respectful and an integral, you know, holding his integrity. And I, for one, you know, I'm very proud of how he continues to conduct himself in such a, you know, shining spotlight, which he seems to be under all of the time.
And the great thing is he seems to have always been surrounded by people who are incredibly supportive, no matter what he's been through, and that won't change.
No, that certainly won't change.
And finally, he said, you know, obviously going for gold in Rio, how do you see him going into next year? I mean, he had a tough campaign this time around with a few injuries. Nationals in January, he has a chance to sort of put that all behind him and start talking about the competition again.
Yeah, exactly. You know, it'll be a long season, your Nationals in January, as you mentioned, and then the Commonwealth Games. There'll be a big focus up in Glasgow. And so, yeah, there's plenty of weeks and months and days of training to get in there, and diving's dangerous. You know, I don't need to list all of the injuries that divers receive. And so, you know, it's about balancing that. And at the grand old age of 19, he'll be feeling it a little bit more than he did when he was 15. So I'm sure he'll work hard with the amazing determination that he always has. And he'll be there to challenge for those top spots.